Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Going to be warm to hot over Gauteng in the northwest, and another very hot day coming for the lower veld and parts of Limpopo. Morning drizzle and fog patches can be expected along the escarpment. Pretoria up to 30, Joburg, Mbombela and Polokwane 28, Emalahleni 29 and Rustenburg a high of 32 degrees.
In Pretoria, we now have queuing traffic on Transurania Road southbound towards Vomhagen Street.
A delegation from National Police, the Hawks and Police Intelligence are currently in Brazil to change information about the smuggling of drugs across the ocean. National Police say 1.5 billion rand of drugs have been confiscated in various locations in KwaZulu-Natal since October last year. On Monday, 15 million rand of cocaine blocks were seized on a ship that came from Colombia. And in Atlanta in America, several people were injured in an accident on the set of a new Eddie Murphy film. Amazon MGM Studios says the incident was on the set of the upcoming comedy heist movie The Pickup during the filming of the action sequence. The studio says members of the crew were injured, not Murphy or the fellow star Pete Davidson. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Your sport is brought to you by Haltlock, redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles. For more, visit haltlock.com today.
In a world tormented by vehicle theft, Haltlock is the one solution that works. Proudly South African and unmatched globally, Haltlock is not a tracking unit, but the only vehicle anti-theft device of its kind. Redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles, Haltlock immobilizes your vehicle's drivetrain by utilizing military-grade materials and cutting-edge technologies. If the wheels can't turn, your vehicle isn't going anywhere. Haltlock. We stop vehicle theft. Visit haltlock.com today.
Caster Semenya is back in the news. The European Court of Human Rights, or ECHR, yesterday confirmed that it will examine Semenya's appeal against regulations which require female athletes with high testosterone levels to take medication. The hearings are scheduled to start on the 15th of May. Last year, the ECHR ruled that Semenya was the victim of discrimination from the Court of Arbitration for Sport. She steadfastly refused to take drugs to reduce her testosterone levels since World Athletics introduced the rules in 2018. The U.S. Justice Department will pay $138.7 million, or 2.6 billion rand, to survivors of disgraced national gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar. In 2022, in a lawsuit, some of his victims alleged that the FBI mishandled credible complaints of assaults and failed to take them seriously. Nassar is currently serving up to 175 years in prison for sexual assault. And a French police trade union yesterday threatened to disrupt the Olympic torch relay ahead of the start of the Games in July unless officers were given bonuses. The Alliance Union said the Prime Minister's Office and Economy Ministry were holding up Special Olympic payments promised to police of as much as 1,900 euros or 36,000 rand. The torch relay is set to begin in Marseille on the 8th of May. I'm Kolanjinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station,
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Oxytocin making it all okay. When I come back down, it doesn't feel the same. Now I'm sitting.